During his life, Rembrandt painted his own portrait more than 40 times, a practice that helped sharpen his unique ability to capture the humanness of others so well. This painting of an unknown sitter was one of the last two Rembrandt signed and dated before his death. When Rembrandt painted a portrait, documenting the status of a client was less important to him than capturing the sitter's personality. The man in this picture appears to be of good social standing, but the expression of this fellow's eyes and mouth lets us know that Rembrandt looked deeper into the person than this. The artist lets the subject emerge from shadow to light, contrasting the man's face, hair, and collar with his official black robe and the dark background behind him. Rembrandt had long since left behind the traditional Dutch technique of smoothly painted surfaces. He would drag the paint with a brush or apply it with a palette knife to create the rough effect he wanted. You can see evidence of this in the broad, loose strokes of the red drapery and in the man's white shirt cuffs. It's been said that where other painters needed 5 brush strokes, Rembrandt could suggest form with just 1. But Rembrandt does pay attention to detail by carefully painting many strands of the hair and by defining the curling white waves on the right side of the man's head, by scratching the paint with the handle of a brush. Despite this painting's up-close appeal, the effect of Rembrandt's rough manner was meant to come together at a distance, and visitors to his studio were encouraged to view his work that way. He often tugged people away who peered too closely at his pictures, saying,
"The smell of the paint would bother you."